Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Look. Hey, this that rated R. With that homie Shaw. Yeah. They telling me to stop. But I ain't even start. Tryna keep it real. Yeah. Tryna keep it raw. Yeah. Something you can feel. Yeah. And help you change your thoughts. Yeah, yeah, this that rated R. With that homie Shaw. Yeah. Getting vulnerable. Yeah. Showing you my scars. Hey. Nah, I ain't got no chill. Yeah. I do it for my God. Yeah.
Hey, why
yeah.
we do it?
Said I do it for my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We back in the lab, man.
That's right. Late night.
Yes, sir. It is late, man. You might hear some crickets in the background.
That's right.
But we going to make it happen, man. Rated R has had a little slight hiatus, man. It's been a lot of stuff going on, man. Life has been happening. You know, we got Jamar R&B right
we
here.
We are. That's right. Jamar R&B. That's right. I am here, self-proclaimed. We are here on the late night on a lovely Sunday evening in September.
Yeah.
And we have a few things we just want to talk about, man. We want to catch up on. We just want to, you know what I mean? We just want to engage conversation, man. But
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I just want to say it's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you for the people who are continuing to ride with us.
Yes, sir.
We're here. And we ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We about to break out in the Bad Boy for Life. Yeah, have you seen the Bad Boys 3 trailer?
No, I have not yet.
Man, I saw
it. I heard about it though, man. I'm not even allowed to see it though.
Bad Boys for Life.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be the same people.
Yeah, it actually has the same cast for the most part.
Okay.
You know, Martin. You know, I ain't gonna lie, man. I feel like something deep inside of me just like. Feels like, yo, is something wrong?
Like, oh man, yo,
I ain't trying to get in trouble. Nah, like, I love Martin.
All, not at all. Not
I
at
love
all.
Martin, but it's almost like it's like you know how you see an athlete who's on the court and they kind of lost a step a little bit.
Yeah,
that's a little bit. I mean, because it's like him and Will are side by side, and it's just like Will is kind of, you know, Will is Will.
But
anyway, I'm still gonna support the movie and everything. I'm just like, man, like, what, you know?
Nah, I feel you, man. I love. Let me tell you something.
Am I the only one?
Martin, man, he was. Let me tell you something. I remember at one point when I saw him, he had high energy,
right?
High, high,
right? Energy. And that's it.
And that's the it. One thing I remember about my man Marty Marr. You know what I mean? And you know what? As you age, you chill out. So you know,
maybe
what I mean?
That's
I
all.
Look
it
at
is.
It like that.
He's still
you
funny.
Know what I'm saying? But he still is the GOAT. You know what I mean? Bah.
Yo, Martin, like Fresh Prince was like it, but Martin, like the show.
Oh my goodness!
I think
man.
I might still rank that.
I could watch it at any time.
Like the laugh wise, like Martin was way funnier.
Yeah.
Than Fresh Prince to me, but Fresh Prince still is that was in the show where you learned how to be a family. Whatever, I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, yo, today, man. Yo, shout out to everybody who's been like, yo, Shy, what's up, man? Like, where's the podcast? Shout out to all y'all, man. So, yeah, you know.
People want to know. Wow.
Yeah. But today, man, yo, we are talking about the power of words.
Yeah.
And we're not going to hold any punches today, man. We are going to say some words that will make some people uncomfortable.
Some.
And that's why this is called the Rated R Podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, we just want to get into it. I don't know. I mean, I know we were just kind of talking, you know, pregame about this special with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
So you saw the Sticks and Stones by Dave Chappelle. Yes. It's on Netflix. If anybody is a big fan of Dave Chappelle.
Round of applause for that project. Man. Really did well because it engages conversation as we speak, right?
Oh now. Yeah,
so, yeah.
So I think this is a good segue because, like, if you watch this comedy, like it's like he is such a master at making the most uncomfortable things funny. You know, he just can do it. Like for whatever reason, I mean, he's funny, but it's like he uses comedy as a tool. Like you can tell he's really at the top of his game in this one.
Yeah.
But there was a specific point, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody. So if anybody hasn't seen it yet, you may just you know, push the 30 seconds forward button real quick. But yeah, so Dave was like making these references to the LGBTQ community. And I mean, you know how Dave does. Like, he's not going to hold anything back. Ain't nobody safe with Dave, right?
Yeah.
But he was referring back to this time where he was using, you know, the F word in regards to a homosexual person.
Yep.
And he was saying, like, hey, like, and, you know, there's no word that I can't use.
Yeah.
If, you know, like, and you know, and going, I feel like I'm kind of doing injustice for how he said it. But anyway, if you go see it, you'll understand as he explains it. But he was talking about how someone was, you know, everybody was cool with his sketch, but there was the fact that he used that word. It was like, hey, yeah. Like, everything's fine except this word.
Yeah.
And then he looked back and was like, okay, fine, that's fine. And then he came back and was like, hold on, excuse me. Y'all ain't have any problem with me using the word nigger.
Yeah.
And the lady was like, well, you know, David, you're not gay. So, you know, and then he had to kind of clap back like, well, I ain't a nigger either.
Right.
And it was just like, whoa. Like, the fact that he was able to articulate it like that. But I felt like that was a powerful moment.
Right.
Because even though Dave uses that term frequently in his comedy, as well as many other comics. And it's funny because, you know, we can use that word, and that's something we'll probably discuss tonight. But yeah, I just felt like that was an interesting play on just the power of words and how, like, somebody can try to censor you.
Yeah.
But you have power over how you can define yourself or not define yourself, based on what other people may project or see, you know, like, oh, so because you use the word nigga, so like, nah, I'm a nigga. But he, in his mind, is like, nah. So yeah, Jamar, chime in, man. Like,
one thing I have to say, yo, is first off, yo, thank you for sparking that off, man, because we all know that this is a complex situation.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a complex conversation that can potentially fool somebody into being, you know, feeling awkward or whatever. But, like, you know what I mean? We said the F word, and the F word is, you know, it's faggot. You understand? And, you know, according to the dictionary, a faggot is a bundle of sticks that you burn. And I can't speak word for word on how it was translated and associated with someone who was homosexual, but I guess they tie those two in together by saying it's something you want to throw into the fire and burn. Regardless, you know, we're talking about, you know, the power of words and how we use the word nigger. You know, like, shout out to Dave Chappelle, you know, first and foremost, because it was brilliant how, you know, we use this situation and we use this word, you know what I mean? Because though we are not a nigger, you know, we don't appreciate certain, you know, people delivering that to us. However, it's also looked at as a term of endearment from one another and the ones that we look alike to. Right. Even our, yo man, even our, you know, people who are of Latin descent use that word. You know what I mean? And I'm not even mad at that. You know what I mean? Because they use that with each other, and that is what that is. You know what I'm saying? I've heard, yo, crazy enough, I've heard Asians use, you know, I've heard Asians say nigga, like, yo, it's crazy out here.
I'm sorry, that's, you know, I don't know why I find that problematic, though. That's another story for another day.
Hey, man.
But, yeah, man. So, look, though, I mean, Jamar, I know you're black. I'm black. Or are we? You know, but yeah, for the sake of the argument, yeah, we are black men in America.
Amen.
And there is such a huge, like, just history and, like, such a, it's, you know, nigga is such a, what do you, I don't even know what to even kind of, it's such a loaded term, I guess. It's beyond loaded.
It is loaded. You can use it in so many different ways, and you can use it as a weapon.
Right.
You know, the opposite races can use it as a weapon.
No pun intended there.
Seriously.
Yeah, like a loaded term. But yeah, I mean, I feel like, so as an English teacher, you know, we talk about how words have connotations. Either there's a negative connotation, there's a positive connotation, or there's a neutral connotation, meaning it could be good or bad depending on how it's used. Like, so for me, you know, I personally would say nigga is neutral.
Yeah.
In my experience, because of course, like that, like there's no getting around like the darkness and the level of negativity and suppression that comes with that word.
Yeah.
From the negative standpoint. But you know, it's hard because like I feel like we live and have to exist, like we have to exist in like community, and it's almost like our communities and the people that we either grew up around, our family, our peers, even maybe even coworkers to a degree. Like we have to like swim in different waters where the way that term either may come up is like is different. Like and you have to be able to you know, transcend that.
Yeah, that makes you sense. Have to adjust. Right. You have to adapt. You know what I mean? That's how I feel when I hear it in different levels of context and things like that. You know what I mean? It takes an adaptation for certain people. Right. You know what I mean? Because like you said, you can use it in so many different, you know, contexts in different ways, man. You know, it's, again, as we said, man, you know, it's a lot of dynamics to it and it's complex and, you know, there's something, it's not, I don't want to necessarily consider it as an issue, but it's a topic that we've always had in hand, and I think it's only right for us to, you know, to speak on it. Not saying it's something we're going to fix overnight, but it's something that we need to be aware of, you know, as we use it, you know what I mean? And it's making me be aware because, you know, you think about the youth and how they're going to address each other, you know what I mean? You think about that and how youth are, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So what was your first... Do you remember like when that became like a part of your vocabulary, like when you were younger? Like, what was that like? Because I'm trying to remember for me even right now. I'm like, I know that
I'm going back, man. With me, you know, with my background, when I started hearing the word and started, can I say when I heard the word? Can I say when I used the word?
Both, like
both.
What was it for you?
Bro, you know, I was a little hesitant to start, but that's just me. I was hesitant to start cussing in like fifth grade. I heard kids do it, but I was just like, fuck you, freaking fuck. Excuse me.
Sorry, I had to do it.
I'm sorry. That's how I would cuss, yo. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, I started hearing other kids. And then, you know what I mean? You be in your room and you just be practicing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then you get on the phone, you get on a three-way, you know what I'm saying? And then, you would hear it, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, coming of age, like, from ages 11, you know, and up until, you feel me? Like, I heard it, you know, and I guess embraced it. And it's something that I am not ashamed of, you know. It's just something that I was introduced to, and it's something that I don't boast either, you know what I mean? But I try at this age to use the word, if that makes any sense, wisely.
Yeah, you know, I hear you. Saying? I think there's a level of maturity
you must
have with the words you use. Because I think that's the thing. Like, and I think about, like, I know, I always knew words were powerful. like they say, what, you know that saying, where the sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's bull crap. That's bull crap. You know, if anything, I think words probably hurt worse than sticks and stones to a degree, because they can have a lasting impression on you. Like, I think the deepest hurts and pains that I felt have been like what someone has either said to me or spoke over me that weren't true, but they still left wounds, you know? And so I think, as we think about how we even kind of view ourselves and address each other, like, I mean, for me, like, I felt like I was probably around the same age. As you get older, you just notice, like, you know, you get to middle school and it's just like, oh, this is just it. This is, you know, this is how we refer to each other. And, you know, I know that, like, cussing and stuff like that, I don't know, I felt like I was a late bloomer to a degree. Yeah. But I got in the game quick. Like, once I was in.
You was in?
I was in like a sailor, bro, you know? I was in there. But now, I,
natural. You know,
I think it's just interesting because, like, I just know that to me, as I got older, I started to recognize, like, you know, like, the tongue is very powerful, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
And so to me, I was like, all right, I have to change. Like, I changed my life. Man. And I know when I was, you know, 15 and I became a Christian. And at that time, I knew I had to change what I was saying because I just had, that was probably the first conviction. I was just like, all right, I know I got to stop cussing because I can't just be saying I'm a Christian and be like cussing people out. I was just, but this is weird because, like, you can say everything except curse words. And so I was just saying all kinds of stuff. Like, I go back to my old raps and I listen and look at some of the stuff I was saying.
I'm not
I was
there like, with you, bro.
But anyway, but yeah, like, and actually, you know, it's funny. Like, I remember feeling like I had to use those words, you know, especially like as a, you know, just trying to like be, you know, like, I started rapping. I was like 12 or 13. And I'm like, the stuff that I listen to, that's all they do. They just say nigga. Yeah. Like, that's, yo, these niggas.
Yeah.
And this niggas and these niggas. And so it's just like, yo, this is it. Like, if I don't use this word, then I must not. Right.
Nobody's
right.
going to respect. Exactly. I'm it's not like, going to get the respect.
I'm not even.
I don't say nigga.
Right. And so to me, you know, the only, well, not the only person, but the first time I was actually challenged with that was my pops, who was just like, yo, like, why are you using that word?
Yeah.
And, or even just kind of like, he would listen, because I would just let your pops, yo, check this out, drop some bars real quick. And I know, and like, once he kind of like challenged me, he was like, so why don't you just use a different word? And I was like, oh, well, I mean, you know, it like it was nothing. Cause I think at that time, you know, he had, and I knew that my dad was like woke before I even knew what woke was.
Right. Oh,
and
heavy.
And so, you know, he had, he was just, that was just kind of like easy. He was like, hey, like, just, you don't have to use, like, cause he actually gave me the freedom to say I didn't have to use some of those words.
Wow.
Because I think other people, if you don't have some kind of person in your life who is respectable but can speak into you and who knows who you really are.
Yeah.
Like, that's my dad, right? So he knows who I am. But, like, you, that's not you. You don't have to use that because, like, I'm trying to, you know, embody something that's not really who I am. And I think that's even a spiritual parallelism right there.
So tell me this then, since we hear parallel, let's go ahead and fast forward to today.
Okay.
And let me ask you this question.
Come on.
What effect did your father's advice give on you today and now in this world?
Man.
Without the word.
So, I think now the way that I look at the word is, you know, I look at the word nigga now, and I want to frame this in saying, like, there's this spectrum, because I think this is a conversation about, like, how do we identify ourselves or look at ourselves. And I know, you know, I'm not a nigga,
right?
Right, like, I'm a man. I'm a child of God, right? That's who I am. But these terms that we can kind of use, like, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, like, if someone just said, what up, nigga? Like, I'm not, that's not me. You know, yeah, I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? But,
respect.
But at the same time, I feel like I'm trying to get on game now because there's this other kind of side to how do we address ourselves that's, in some people's minds, like, controversial as, you know, like, the black man is God and that whole, like, how we can see ourselves as royalty, like, yeah, to the point where we're, like, we identify as divine and all that. But I think with the word nigga, now, like, I feel like I have this, it's just this complex kind of relationship with the word, yeah, where
that's what, as we said, man,
you know, like, okay, here's my illustration. I look at the word nigga like I probably look at marijuana.
Okay.
So it's legal.
Yeah.
To a degree, I guess, where you are.
I mean, hey, man, you go to Canada, you go to
so
Colorado,
it's legal
places in America.
So I don't know. I'm still kind of thinking through this because I was kind of trying to think before, but like I can use the word, but I know that, like, at the end of the day, like, there's a limit to this. It's not good for me.
Right.
It's not, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to impair.
Not just you, but your spirit.
Right. It's going to do something to me that's not the best of who I am.
Wow.
You know? And so, I don't know if that illustration is clear. I'll probably try to explain a little bit later. But
no, man, what this is right now, what we're listening to is, and how I took it is, you are a man of morals. You know what I mean? And you see yourself as, you know, something that is great, someone that is great. You know what I mean? A man of God you are. And as we should, you know, treat each other and speak to each other in words of endearing ways, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we think about words like, you know, my nigga, you know what I mean? Even though it's endearing, mm-hmm, you know, we have to ask ourselves, can we use another word, you know what I mean? As in king, you know,
right,
or my lord, or, you know what I mean? You know, whatever, however you say, man, brother, you know what I mean? Other words,
right,
that, you know, may not be as complex, but more straightforward, if you will. I don't know.
I feel like that answered the question. You answered my question for me to a degree, because I feel like that's what my dad probably would have pushed me to, because, like, now I get that. I'm like, oh yeah, well, I know that's an option, but, like, as far as how we kind of communicate and refer to each other, more so in a joking way now, yeah, more so than anything, because I don't just be like, yo, what up, Nick? I mean,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm past that. Like, I don't see people as that.
True.
You know, but I'm not condemning
the people who do.
Yeah. It's just more like, all right, well, as long as I understand that this is probably like a level of ignorance that's being operated right now. Cause I can't, you know, like, to me, it's like some people have educated themselves enough to, you know, to know who they are on a different scale, a different level.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I would agree, man. Like, so I wouldn't refer to myself as God.
Yeah.
But I will say this, like, I do think that, like, there is a lot of value in that movement right now. Like, there is, because I think a lot, that's kind of controversial because, you know, you have, I mean, you know, from a spiritual standpoint, there's the, what was it, 5%ers?
Yeah,
you know,
how they believe.
The Nation Babies, a lot of that, who would kind of be in that space where it's like, hey, like, this is our genesis of who we really are.
Yeah.
Like, from not from a, just a spiritual standpoint, but from a historical standpoint.
Yeah.
Like, yo, like, read it up. Like, fact check me. You know what I mean? So all that. But to me, like, I do identify with the royal aspect. Like, I think if I look at myself as a king,
yeah,
and carry myself as such, like, I'm not going to do certain stuff or certain things. I'm not going to carry myself a certain way. What about you?
Man, again, and I keep, and it's not even the disclaimer, but it is so complex, but I feel that way, you know what I mean? And I understand, you know, the 5% perspective, and you know how, you know, each man is looked at as God, and you know, God of his destiny and things like that. I don't know, you know. And then I also think about ways to speak to my fellow men, and I have used that word before, you know, and it's been used towards men. I don't necessarily feel offense to it, but when I hear the word like king, you know what I mean? Or when I hear bro, or, you know, anything, my dog, I don't know, you know, it just feels more whole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If
feels like a hug.
Yeah, it feels like
feels
a hug.
Feels like a real hug.
And I think that's what we need right now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, as we go, we have to continue to identify and know ourselves. And I think we're still on that way. You know, I don't think we're all the way there yet. And the way that we speak to each other, you know, we have to refer back to history, because I know that they were not speaking to each other like that. They, as in, who can I say? I mean, you can go back to the 60s.
And
talk about, like, you know, I was watching Muhammad Ali and Sam Cooke, like, in Iraq. And I was like, these young 20-something-year-old men are so damn classy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just talking to one another and joking and not using, you know, I don't know. Things have changed. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not complaining, but I think we have to, you know, speak in ourselves in high regard.
Yeah.
So
I would agree. I think what's problematic is when, like, popular culture portrays us, and that's like the main,
it's the uphill battle.
Right. That's the main characterization that you have of people of color in the entertainment industry, is like they're referring to each other as this, or calling themselves this. And so it creates such this, like, this wave of, like, they're influencing our children, are influencing ourselves to think like, oh, well, maybe this is who I am.
Yeah.
And you see that behavior, mindsets, where all that stuff is affected because of how you refer to yourself, you know, versus if I look at myself as royalty, just like that example you said, like, I mean, could you imagine if President Obama just came out and was like, you know, I mean, I think people, you know, you can use him like as a, like, they will have his face up there and like meme him and be like, nah, nigga, or something like that. But like, could you imagine if he actually talked that way? We would like look at him like, yo, really?
Bro, like, they would take it very lightly. And then you have other people that would, you know, they would question. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, wow. You know, that's the thing. You know, somebody would be like, yo, he even more real.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. It's just like, we're going to have to do a part two, man. This is just...
It can blow your mind, yo. You know what I'm saying? But I think we might as well go ahead and, you know, you tackle it. You know, it's one bite at a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You talk about this, and we want to get dialogue going, because we know we don't have the other opinions. You know what I mean? You talk about the ones that you're around, your neighbors, the people who experience those things, man. We want to bring those people on.
Yeah.
We want to talk to
them. Right, right. Because
we
got
their perspective.
Bro, like, it's, we got kids, like, I mean, and just to kind of segue a little bit to probably our next episode, but I mean, you know, I got a neighbor who I talked to, I think probably last week, and he was kind of just sharing with me how his son, who's 8, I believe, you know, one of his friends kind of came up to him, was just kind of like, yo, what up, nigga? And he was kind of froze, like, oh, what up? You know, and had to go to his pops, was like, yo, so what do I do? Is that what I should say? And just kind of like, being in there in that space, I'm like, wow, man, like, yo, like, what, you know, I don't know if he completely had an answer, but
exactly.
I just think it was just like, man, how do we help our kids navigate through this, man, you know?
And that, I think we got to chisel at that. And I think we got to use a little bit of the old and a little bit of the new. And, you know, just like how you reverted to your father, and look how you have arrived, good sir.
Hey, hey, you know what I'm saying? Shout out, Pops. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
So let's use some of that wisdom. Let's use some of that energy. You know what I mean? And let's continue this dialect, and we can provide people with some useful techniques, possibly.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? We want to give y'all takeaways, man. We appreciate y'all listening, man. So yes, sir. Tune in for the next one.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all for riding with us on this Sunday.
Yep, yep. All right, y'all. Well, we will catch y'all next time. We will continue this conversation soon. Alright.
Peace, like, love. Light
nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga.
My name is
Still nigga.
Come to buy
I like that second one. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. OJ like, I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Rated R, the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast for more episodes. Follow us on IG at Rated R, the podcast. And if you really enjoyed this episode, leave us a comment or a review so others can tune in as well. Until next time, peace out.
Peace out.